escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. Happy Friday, everybody. If you're just waking up, I hope you had a nice Thursday evening, enjoyed a nice sleep in, and then you're going to head to work or work from home on a Friday, or don't go into work.
Everybody works from home on Fridays.
Yeah, that is true.
I mean, I don't think anybody goes into the office anymore.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people take just Fridays off in the summer.
That's why I think the Friday to Friday thing is started on the rental stuff.
Oh, that's
people
a good
leave
point.
Thursday is really Friday.
Yeah, Thursday is really Friday now. Yeah. And you notice it, you bringing up Southie and how your favorite thing is Saturday mornings with James walking around when it's really quiet. That's when I know I've become an adult, is Santo and I will take Harry on a walk early, like 8:30 a.m. on a Saturday in Southie, and we're walking around and there's no one out because everybody's hungover in bed.
Right.
Sleeping.
And you just realize that, like, you have aged out of that stage
totally
in your life, which
you
is sad.
You haven't aged out. It's in Curtis's case, it's that's what having a kid is. And in your case, that's what having a dog is. Because,
right.
I mean, I'm older than you. And guess what? Saturday mornings at 8:30. I'm in bed sleep
because
I ain't got no dogs and I ain't got no little kids.
Right, but you've graduated.
Yeah, yeah.
Into a nice new part of life.
But it's not about the age. It's just,
but no, it is, though, because I think that when you are in Curtis and I's age group, I'll group us together
wow,
in a 10-year little pod.
Yeah.
It's people that are starting families or have a dog or just feel like maybe they're the older. I'm the oldest person in Capo Basement right now. Like, I look around and I'm like, I'd rather be in my bed.
Right.
But then I look at my parents, and now that they have an adult daughter, they're having the time of their lives. They're in their season of yes. They're like you and Talina out on the town every night having a blast.
Nobody told you to get a dog just yet.
No, I love it. I love it. I would never give up
well,
Harry.
Guess what? You're going to be up at Saturday mornings at 7 a.m.
No, Harry would sleep. Harry would sleep till 10. It's just we get him up and we get going.
Okay.
Like, we enjoy that time. We enjoy when it's quiet. And it's also like, I'm okay that I'm getting older. I know I'm not old by any means, but it's...
Oh, no, you and auntie. Just whether or not you a young auntie or an old auntie. That's the question. You in that world.
Oh. Well, yeah, Wiggy told me, I mean, maybe 10 times yesterday off air that I am a middle-aged woman trapped in a young woman's body.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because she is her, that's her
skill. Oh, no, the reason why, actually, this will be interesting, because I like to read by the pool or at the beach.
Right. When you should be drinking and having a good time.
Oh,
but
Wiggy.
You're an old auntie.
But
what she is.
But I can drink while I read.
If you ask people.
Books are much better.
Well, you can watch a nice documentary. If you
not
ask,
by the pool.
If you ask, why not by the pool? If you ask people right now in their 20-somethings, they'll be like 30s or aunties. Now it just depends on whether you're a young auntie or you're the old auntie. Either you the auntie at the cookout that is dancing on the table, still turning up, having a good time, or are you the one telling the kids, hey, listen, you don't want to do this no more. You want to focus on...
I think I'm still the young auntie. Like, I think I'm fun at parties.
Right,
I just
still turn up.
Yeah, I just...
Then you a young auntie.
Yeah, yeah, but I just don't stay...
Wrong with that.
I don't stay out till 2 a.m.
I'm
not going to
unk.
A club anymore.
Yeah. I'm a young unk when I see them.
The only time I miss, like, my youth and really, like, that world is the first fall Saturday where you get to school, you know, like, so BC, you'd get into your dorm and you'd have, like, a class... And then you'd have the long weekend, and there was always a game that Saturday, and it was like you had nothing to do.
Nothing.
You would just, you're back with the people you haven't seen all summer, and you just have, like, where are we going to have the time of our life between now and Tuesday?
It was the best. I mean, like, the college experience, if you are a senior in high school and you just graduated and you're about to go off to college, or, like, I mean, kids are moving in pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
Down south, kids are already there.
I was at Target across the street yesterday. They had all the go back to school stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, good Lord.
Yeah, so kids are going back. It's like you
enjoy
have
it.
No idea the 4 years ahead of you that are just the best.
So good.
Like, the best.
It's
so
the
good.
Best 4 years. You better enjoy it because most of them don't realize what it's like to be an adult that you're going to have for the next 40 to 50 to 60 years.
There's my statue, by the way. Oh, that'd be Brady.
I always say to people, if I am ever talking to people that are about to graduate, because especially BC is so known for their CSUN, their business school. So you get, if somebody's in a the communications is a communications major or trying to get into broadcasting, they always say the same thing. Like, all my friends already have jobs lined up and I'm starting to stress out. You know, it's April and I graduate in a month and I don't know what I'm going to do. And I'm like, don't worry about it. Once this is part of your life is over, it's over.
You are an adult.
You will find a job. Like, yeah. Do not stress.
Good point.
All right, let's get to some Hill Notes, Shime. Do we have good ones today?
Yeah, we got some for you here. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, make sure to call Coleman.
It's electric!
George Kittle loves those smelling salts. Do you know who else could use some smelling salts? Jackson, to get his lazy ass out of bed on time. Hit Amazon. Order some Jackson. Keep your job.
No, Jackson,
I believe we had a full week. Jackson here early.
Yeah.
Early. So, good job, Jack.
What a pleasure today, waking up and hearing Coco driving the bus. Another great job. Really, you always do a great job when you put in this position, Coco. Hey, Greg, have you ever heard of Wally Pipp? Keep taking more vacation time, pal.
Ooh, I don't think Greg has anything to worry about.
Great job.
We were doing Wally Pipp with you when you were out, so we got to, we might as well do it with Greg.
Yeah. Right.
That's what happens when you flex.
That's fine. That is fine. I had a lot of people text or commenting on my TikToks while I was out saying Wally Pipp. I said, yeah, no, I'm good.
So go to IG and say Wally Pipp on Greg's.
No.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey guys, how are ya? Just figured, let's just call it what it is. It's just a bunch of girls and they're pretending they're in high school and they don't want to support each other. And until that happens, they're not going to see any significant changes. It is what it is.
So you're talking about WNBA?
WNBA, yeah. Yeah, yeah, no, I mean, I just think what Wiggy said earlier was the main point, and that's the headlines that are constantly coming out that are so negative about the league is going to turn people off, and it's going to be really hard for them to grow the league or get people to tune in, and tune in with actual interest, not just tune in for Caitlin Clark, tune in for a team that's maybe in their area, go to games, if all they hear is players complaining.
But the thing about the league, do we really think it might grow a little bit, but it's been around since what, 96?
Yeah.
So it's been around since 96. Yeah, you got this new type of energy with Caitlin Clark. But honestly, how long is that going to last for? Right? How long does the, you know, where you just the Caitlin Clark stuff is like, all right.
We've got two seasons under our belt.
But you said that people watch college. So,
but do you think it's more tournament time or are they connected to those schools? Like, all right, you went to BC and BC's got a good women's basketball team. That's why you're watching.
Well, I think that there's enough story. Well, first of all, ESPN has the rights and they do a very good job of doing these stories on teams that they have the rights for so that people are interested in them. I don't think the WNBA will ever be in a mile or two from the NBA in terms of interest, but it has growth potential, especially with the cannibalizing of how we get our TV, cable cutting, our way, a la carte, all that. Live sports is one of the few avenues that companies can maximize profit on. Mm-hmm. And so WNBA is one of those properties that, just like Liv got a better deal, and nobody was really watching Liv, I think that has
the
potential.
But there were so many golfers, and I used to hear you guys talk about like the PGA guys that were going to live that were household names that people are like, oh, I'm going to watch them. It's really the steam, when the steam runs out on Caitlin Clark and all the, like you said, it can only be negatives for so long. When that steam runs out, where do people then turn, right?
I mean, I think the hope right now is that other players are going to not maybe reach her stardom, but get people interested. Like Sophie Cunningham has done a good job.
But Sophie Cunningham's only done a good job. The only reason why people know Sophie Cunningham
is because of Caitlin Clark.
Because she plays on the Fever. When she played for Phoenix,
no
one knew her.
No, but I think the reason people know her now is because she stands up for Caitlin
Clark. Right, but my point is she was smart, but when she was in Phoenix, no one knew who Sophie Cunningham was. So it's like That's what I'm saying. And when you look at, you brought up women's college basketball, Juju Watkins is one of the best players. She got hurt, but is
there... She has a great crossover.
Yeah, but is there that same type, even this year, like we're watching, you know, women's college basketball, was there that same type of energy that brought you to be like, oh, I want to watch this?
No, but the March Madness, the NCAA men's tournament, we thought was going to be totally cooked because of the one and done players going in. Its ratings continue to go up every year, and I, outside of Cooper Flagg, I couldn't tell you three guys.
But I think that's part of betting, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you can gamble.
But I think more of the people bet on men's college basketball than they do women's, and I think women's college basketball obviously gets a boost because their tournament is this, right around the same time as the men's tournament, right? So there's that boost that they both kind, you know, that they get from them.
Right, but my point is that it's never going to be these other leagues, but it can grow and can continue to grow.
But how long, I guess the question is, it's been around 696. When, how long does it?
Well, it's now watched more than it ever has been.
Okay, all right. So you're saying it might be a little bit of movement, but.
Right. They're not going to be profitable the way the NBA is.
Yeah. All right.
Hey guys, I just want to say, like, I pretty much hate everything pumpkin related. Pumpkin flavor is so gross. I just don't like it. What, Curtis? Oh, it's going to be 55 degrees tomorrow morning? Oh my god, I'm definitely getting a pumpkin latte then, and probably some pumpkin bread, and then I might as well top it off with some pumpkin pie, because, but other than that, I hate pumpkin.
Wait, was that you?
I don't know.
I thought you said you liked it.
I said I liked it.
Yeah,
I don't
think
like...
he combined me and you.
Yeah.
That's weird. Well,
I don't like pumpkin pie, though. I will say that.
That's a good collab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Curtis, I couldn't agree with you more. You had a great lead this morning, and I don't always agree on a lot of things you say. You look like my grandmother's hairless cat. Kind of scares me a little bit. But you are spot on. The statue should be them two. Sunday night game against Pittsburgh, you know. Just get everyone amped up. I think they dropped the ball on that, but I got to give you props.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one, too. Should be a joint statue.
You know what they could do? That stupid toiling of the tower or the ringing of the bell or the lighthouse thing. They have Bill and Tom side by side, and then they show the statue.
I mean, Tom's done it before. Bill, I don't know if he'll ever ring that tower.
He'll turn it off.
No.
It is I, bald white man of privilege from Southie with a huge ego, and I will be making love to the microphone this weekend with my BFF Ken while I sit there and salivate about the chicken tenders I will mooch off my old man this weekend.
Thank you.
So the Woodland chicken tender is pretty good?
I mean, top notch.
Sauce?
James has no condiment whatsoever.
Wow. What about for you, though?
Barbecue, if I had to choose.
Right. Interesting.
All right.
If I'm dipping, I'm going ranch.
I like a sweet and sour.
A sweet and sour is good, too. Yeah.
Hey, Eric, great call on the Bitcoin, dude. Now I know less about Bitcoin than I did before you called in and confused me even more.
So
good job, buddy.
Yeah, that was so true.
He was using some words that I've never heard of before.
I am so, like, Bitcoin, I still am so confused about it.
So confused.
Yeah. Nobody could say, you can't use it nowhere, but it's like gold. But at least gold, they can melt it down and make a watch out of it.
And then he's like, the miners make sure that, I'm like, so do people have professions that they're a Bitcoin miner?
I don't know.
Must have.
But my question is, how can these people know the definition when, I kid you not, every guy that has defined Bitcoin has defined something different?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, everybody who explains it says something different than the guy that was on before who said he knew what it was.
Yeah.
Like, when you brought up Apple, I get Apple stocks.
Right.
Like, I know what they do. I know whether it's computers, phones, the products they have.
Tim Cook.
Verizon or whatever it is.
Right, can you hear me now?
When you say
Verizon Studios, by the way.
Yes.
When you say Bitcoin and you're like, all right, so what do they do? What's their stock? If I buy it, what? You know, and how do I then sell it? Or is like, who wants it? And the other guy's like, well, it's like gold. And Shine brought up gold. I'm like, who the hell uses gold?
I think that the Tom Brady statue is going to be him in the position getting ready to snap the ball just so that Curtis can dry hump it every day for the rest of his life.
That seems like
it's
lovely.
A 12-foot statue. Yeah. I don't know if...
Well, it is the most anticipated statue reveal ever.
Yeah.
Is 12-foot statue what they call Travion Henderson?
I made a good big penis joke yesterday to Curtis, actually.
It was electric. We're walking. We're about to turn left over to get to the Jimmy Fund from the Dana-Farber, and there is a PMC bridge. And I was like, oh, just like Santo. And Courtney's like, oh, penis, big?
All right.
And I was like, no, he ran the PMC, or biked the PMC.
He said they should name this the Santo Bridge. I said, why? Because it's so big. I didn't see the PMC until after,
right.
So nailed
there you
it.
Go. Bounce back. Yeah. Santo's back. He's
come
loving
back
it.
Season.
I really wanted to make more of it, but it just wasn't the spot to do it. So I thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah. Seven is
dominated
nuts,
the world,
though.
Hi, this is Jordan, and I just have a message for Coco. First off, who has the name Coco? Weird. Anyways, don't talk about me and Belichick like that because you don't know us. I got him to do aluminum-free deodorant. But girl, if you ever want to come to UNC, let me know. We can go hang it out, you know, Jordan. Bye, girl. Love you.
I would love that. I would love to go to UNC. BC plays UNC in football, but UNC was the school. It was always UNC or Wake Forest where the dance team got to go instead of the cheerleaders.
All right.
So I actually never got to go see UNC's campus.
That's wrong.
I know. Chapel I always Hill. Wanted to see Chapel Hill.
Chapel Bill.
Chapel Bill, yeah.
Courtney, you are doing a bang-up job this morning, and I appreciate the fact that you did not drop one poop reference. Thank you.
One what reference?
I don't know. I didn't hear.
He said one poop reference.
Oh.
Okay.
Wouldn't you do like an aqua dump? Okay.
Oh, there
Sean.
We go. Well,
so rude.
There it is.
That'll do it for Hill Notes.
All
today,
right.
Courtney.
Well, thank All you, right. guys. You can leave Hill Notes every day if you go on the Odyssey app and click the little microphone. We are going to take a quick break before we say bye.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.